In Canada, the median household income at $76,000, and researchers say that that is the satiation point of happiness based on household income. $75,000 is all the money that you'll need to put a smile on your face on a daily basis. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I do know that George Balkhi offers all kinds of tips and tricks that can put a smile upon your fiscal face from his offices in Edmonton. George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So happy Wednesday.
And to you, too.
If money can't buy happiness, at least, you know, anything close to $50,000-$75,000 can certainly buy you what you need, maybe not what you want.
Well,
and I firmly believe you will never, ever earn enough money to outspend your stupidity.
Well, in conversation with Gord, we got into that. So $75,000-$76,000 will buy you happiness. If you double it and you're earning $150,000, are you going to be twice as happy? And the research says no, you're not. There's a break point there, and above 75, it's mostly just more obligation.
Well, and let's get into that. We talked about graduating from high school 2 weeks ago. Last week, we talked about graduating out of college, university. So today, let's talk about adult graduation. This is not about school. It's about graduating to financial success. You might be 30, you might be 55, and really haven't gotten to the point of managing your money and your finances, because right now your money is running your life. When you graduate, it's up to you. The sooner, the better. There is a wonderful Chinese proverb. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now.
I have to plant my tree now, because I'm soon going to run out of money before I run out of life, I think.
Here's adult graduation. Adult graduates make a financial plan and follow it. Kids do what feels good in the moment. It's called delayed gratification. Adult graduates have discipline in choosing between what you want now and what you want the most. And there's a big difference.
And if I bend to the will and satisfy the now need, I am never going to graduate.
Yeah, what you want most is to have money in retirement, to be able to pay cash for stuff. You ain't graduating. Adult graduates actually practice what they teach their kids or what they tell their coworkers at lunch that they ought to do. Newsflash, your kids emulate what you do and not what you say. And have you ever noticed that it's all the broke people that want to give you financial advice?
Yeah, I've seen some of that. George, so listen, then the extension of all of this conversation really is that is there a number that today you can look at that you can say to most adults who hope to graduate from your fiscal school, here's the nut you need, here's the number that you need?
No, it's not a number thing, because it's different for every individual. Some of the people that manage their money the best are people that are in poverty because they don't spend $1,000 on stupid stuff. Financial graduates live on less money than they earn, and whatever that may be, that's just money 101. If not, they're not going to graduate. Those people have a game plan and a serious goal of getting out of debt to start with. And that may be $2,000 for someone poor. It may be $100,000 for a doctor, starting with their smallest bill and working their way up. Graduates slowly start changing over from paying everything on the planet by credit card to moving over to a debit card. That's changing life from living on debt to living off their checking account balance.
Okay.
Graduates will read at least 2 books on finance, credit, and investing. It will make them more money and more smarter than 95% of the population. Just reading 2 books, one on finance, one on investing. Smarter than most bank employees, honestly.
So this is the opportunity that lets me, and this is unbidden, unasked for, this is the moment that I get to step in and say that some years ago, George Balkhi sent me a book, and the title of the book was It's Your Money, Tools, Tips, and Tricks to Borrow Smarter and Pay It Off Quicker. I have a dog-eared copy of that book, and every once in a while I pick it up and just thumb through and remind myself of some of the rules that you have so clearly written into that book, which has proven to be one of the best graduate gifts ever given to high school students or university students. That's just my give back to you, sir.